I'm Steve Miller reporting. The debates over NATO spending that U.S. President Donald Trump ignited are paying off for countries on the alliance's eastern flank because they have led to more defense spending by allies.
We had a great meeting in terms of getting along. I know most of the people in the room because of last year, because of the year and a half that we've been in office, year and a half plus, but we have a great relationship. Everybody in that room, by the time we left, got along and they agreed to pay more, and they agreed to pay it more quickly.
Trump said he expects member nations to spend at the 2% GDP level before increasing to 4%. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports British officials say despite the long-standing alliance between the United States and Britain, the president's itinerary there will largely keep him out of central London.
Thousands of officers will be on duty as Donald Trump's visit is met by the biggest British police operation in years. Police from nearly every force have been called up for the president's arrival as demonstrators rally against his first trip to Britain. Trump is expected to avoid central London, where the bulk of the protests will take place, instead visiting Blenheim Palace in Oxfordshire, Chequers for talks with Prime Minister Theresa May, and Windsor Castle to meet the Queen. Charles de Ledesma, London.
President Trump forecast an unspecified escalation between the United States and Iran following his withdrawal from the nuclear deal with Tehran. Trump's remarks came as his administration pressed European nations at the NATO summit to cut off all funding that Iran may use to foment instability in the Middle East and beyond. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to visit our website or download our mobile app to take the stories with you. This is VOA News. Intense heat and water shortages raise fears of disease outbreaks in flood-hit western Japan.